HSEW features a boys' golf team this season that has almost been practicing for 2 weeks. While the Vikings have not been able to hit the greens due to the weather playing a bit of a factor, the Vikings have been able to hit the practice greens to get ready for the start of the season next week.
Well, we actually just have a boys' team. We do not have any girls out. We started March 11th, so we've had a week and a half of practice. We're unable to use the greens at the course because of water restrictions. But we were able to use a practice green, so we worked on a lot of bump and runs, like a basketball drill, which is around the world that we do with putting as well, and worked on lag putts. And we were able to use our range a little bit. So just kind of getting a feel for what irons and distance to where we're going to hit them from. And then we also just working on some drills out of the sand as well. And just trying to really find the low point of the ball and just make sure we're getting clean hits no matter what club we're trying to use, and just get a feel for our clubs.
The Vikings feature a very talented squad of 12 boys this season. Those 12 include returning seniors Drew Lee, Nate Jorgensen, and Justin Freeman, who all return to the course this season. With those three seniors, the Vikings also feature Kaden Jorgensen, Tyson Osbar, Zach Nielsen, Logan Heller, Cash Freeman, and Nick Denning, who all look to come swinging into action early this season. Head coach Aaron Allspach is excited to see what his boys can do early this year.
Drew Lee's a sophomore that's really looking good, that scored well last year. We also have Nate Jorgensen that's a senior, played a lot of varsity last year and is also playing well right now. Kaden Jorgensen, another sophomore, and then we also have Tyson Osbar as a junior that's playing well. Justin Freeman, another senior. Zach Nielsen, that's a junior. And then we have some other guys, that Logan Heller, that's a senior, that's also going to be in the mix. Cash Freeman, a sophomore, that's looking like he's going to be in the mix as well. So we have 12 guys out. We also have Nick Denning out this year, that's a senior. He's also out for track, but he's going to do some golf this year as well. Got a really good group of guys, and they're competing and working hard in practice.
While the weather may not show it, the golf season is less than a week away, with the HSEW Triangular coming up on Tuesday, March 26. This meet will feature Xavier, EHK, and Cam for both the varsity and junior varsity golfers. The anticipation is one thing that has kept the Vikings on their toes for the first time to hit the greens on a competitive level.
It's approaching fast here. We are playing on Tuesday night. Is our first meet here at home. We have a triangular against Cam and Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton. So we really had to try to get some qualifying rounds in already to make sure we have the right six guys that are going to be in varsity. We're fortunate to be able to have JV as well, and JV will be able to golf that meet too. So we can kind of see where we fare the first meet. And some of the guys were really happy with their scores on Tuesday night. And then some were a little disappointed. And I said, it's very early. You know, there's still much room for improvement. And I think they're just excited to get out and compete against some other teams.
In his official first year of coaching golf, Coach Allspach is just enjoying his time around his athletes. This is an easy group to coach, as they're looking to continue to learn and get better, so that their performance on the course is their best yet.
You know, like I said, this is my first year coaching golf. And so I'm just really excited to be around the guys and just kind of watch them as they progress and improve, and, you know, being willing to help them out with whatever they need. And it's an easy group to coach and to be around. So I'm just really excited to be a part of it.
HSEW hosts Tuesday's Triangular at the Avoca Country View Club starting at 4 p.m. We will have all the coverage for you right on our website that Tuesday on westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Collins reporting.